And he swallows. Wow.
Oh yeah, and no, it's a crime to spit. This is Chastity Pod, an informational resource about our favorite kink, chastity.
We're your hosts. I'm Denai Dumpling.
And I'm Locked Fist Monster.
And we're chastity veterans. In this pod, we talk about all things chastity related.
So if you're cage curious and want to begin locking up,
or a key holder who fantasizes about caging that special someone,
tune into Chastity Pod. So let's get locked and stay locked.
Welcome back to Chastity Pod. We are doing the first episode of 2024. I'm your host, Denai Dumpling.
And I'm your other host, Locked Fist Monster. We're recording this Sunday, January 21st. This is the first episode of the new year. This is a little interlude episode between season two and season three. So first off, Happy New Year, everyone.
2023 was amazing for you, and 2024 is going to be even more amazing for us because we have Chastity Pod season three upcoming. And we are what?
We are fully funded.
Fully funded.
We are fully funded. When I checked this morning, we have $3,050 pledged. I know, overshot the goal. But that means that one, we're getting a sound editor for season three. And then, perhaps more excitingly, it means that I'm going to be doing the longest lockup I've done in years, and possibly ever. Like, this is, this will be, right now, it's going to be 127 days. 127 days and 2 hours is 3,050 hours. The longest lockup I ever did was 143 days, and that was 5 years ago. So this is going to be a real challenge for me.
I'm excited to see you succeed. I know you can do it. I know it's been a while for you, and most of your lockups haven't been more than just a couple of months. So this is going to be real fun to watch you struggle.
Couple of weeks, really. Like
really?
I did four lockups in 2023. Total across the four was 100 days. So like I think the longest one was only like 40 days. Only. Wow. Yeah. So like jumping to 127 days, it's going to be a struggle. It's there will be days when I am just begging to be unlocked.
And here I am, happy as a clam, a little past 5 months. Yes, I wake up rock hard in my cage and then go to sleep every night fantasizing about someone coming in at night and brutalizing me. So I'm very excited for another 4 months.
You're like, this is already my life, so I'm just gonna enjoy it.
I'm very happy.
You're just gonna be my kink Sherpa through this long lockup.
Other exciting news, both Locked Fist Monster and myself had gotten to some pretty exciting shenanigans that we want to share with you in the month of January.
Yeah, so I went to a fisting party Friday night. You went to Mao last weekend.
Yes.
First off, how was Mao?
Oh my gosh. So for those who don't know, our listeners who don't know, MAL is short for Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend. It's hosted in DC. It's a weekend where the Hyatt Regency on Capitol Hill basically rents out the entire weekend just for leather men and those who are usually queer people who love kink and leather to stay at the hotel. And it's very like the tone is very much like come, it's 18 plus, and everyone who's into kink can just meet other people who are alike. And there's a lot of fucking going on. There's also the Mr. MAL leather competition that happens on Sunday. And there's also like an amazing marketplace that they host, like a giant showroom, lots of events for other kinks too. But the main draw-in is people come in from all over who love leather, who love kink, and they fuck. Oh, and nearby hotels too. They sell out nearby hotels too.
So how many people show up to this? Like thousands?
You know, I couldn't tell you the numbers. It was my first meeting, but everyone who goes to nearby hotels still buys like the day passes to come to the main event here at the Hyatt. So Master and myself, and then our family of friends as well. Also just got rooms in the Hyatt. And so we were just there for the weekend. We went to some other events in DC, like some circuit parties and some events at night. But the main draw-in is really like the cruising that happens since everyone has their rooms open.
Yeah. It's basically you just turned the Hyatt into a gargantuan bathhouse.
Funny enough, they have the first floor open to everyone wearing basically a jock strap. You could wear everything close to near nude in the lobby. And if you get into anything too risque, which we've seen a couple times, the hotel manager jokingly says, take it upstairs, you know. But there's really cool meets, so many pups, so many people who are into, I want to say, like military wear. A lot of people find really creative applications for leather.
Yeah. Uniform fetish is a big fetish.
Uniform fetish. There we go.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. Got a lot of cruising in. Had some fisting happen.
Dude, tell me about the fisting. What was that?
Ooh, yeah. So I ran into our lovely friend, Switch Twink XL. And he was there for official business, which was fisting anyone he could get his beautiful hands into for the weekend. Mm. Also, I think you should really check it out. On this weekend, there's a fisting party called Abyss. And it's like they have like this whole room and people just go with lube and fist.
Yeah, the male fisting party is called Abyss. So maybe next year I'll make it to Mal. You know, I need to go to more. I need to put together my calendar for like kink events. That's been on my to-do list for like the entire, like since December, is like figure out my kink calendar for the next year, and I still haven't done it.
Now that I've gone, I could totally give you all the pointers on how to maximize your time and really, you know, meet some cool people. The people there are super nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of fisting parties, you went to one just this past weekend.
I did. So literally, 36 hours ago, I live in Chicago these days. So I went to Mafia, which is the Chicago Fisting Club's monthly party at Steamworks, the bathhouse in Chicago. Basically what they do is they take over the entire third floor. First off, Steamworks is a huge bathhouse. They take over the entire third floor. The third floor has rooms and it has gyms and like lockers and showers. And they just take over the entire gym and they set up like a dozen different slings there. And they've got like puppy pads and towels and paper towels and like mirrors. And, you know, it's just perfectly set up for fisting.
Intentionally so.
And, you know, people get tickets in advance. They get sort of a discount to the bathhouse if you buy the tickets in advance through the Mafia event. And some people get rooms, some people just get a locker. I just got a locker. And yeah, showed up around like 9:20. Party officially started at 9, but you know, all gays everywhere arrive fashionably late. I showed up around like 9:20, 9:30, and that was a little bit on the early side. That was like just right. Though when I arrived there was like 5 guys standing around. Within a half hour, you know, there was like 50 guys there.
Did you get a room?
No, I got a locker. I got a locker, and like within probably the first like 20 minutes or so, you know, I chatted up a very handsome young man who took me to a sling and just punched my hole outright. And that was lovely. And you know, I could have spent all evening just getting my hole wrecked by him. But, you know, like it's partially a social aspect. These parties are, you know, it's partially get around and meet the other people in the community. After some good anal orgasms, I'm like, all right, let's take a break and let's socialize a little bit more. And we did that and I met some new people. And then I had him punch fuck me again.
That's so wildly erotic. Just like getting yourself worked over,
yeah.
And then taking a break, meeting someone hot, and then feeling your pussy get hungry again.
Right. Yeah. No, I ended up getting fisted for 4 rounds, 2 of them by him, 2 of them by 2 other people. And I fisted at least 2 people. Did I fist more?
That's it. I'm surprised.
I mean, I could have fit in more. I did a lot. I also did a lot of socializing. You know, I talked with a lot of people who had like already been speaking to online, you know, or had met at previous events and like had been meaning to hang out with, but you know, just schedules hadn't aligned, and like some new people who hadn't met before, but you know, you're hot, I'm hot, we're both at fisting party, let's chat up, let's, you know, let's play. You know, anyway. So that went from I was fisting, getting fisted, socializing from like 9 p.m. until like 1-ish in the morning. And by that time, my hole was just worn out. And so I and a few of the other guys, you know, de-kinkified ourselves a little bit, took off our harnesses and our collars and what have you. And we went down and we enjoyed Steamworks hot tub and steam room and sauna and showers in the first floor for a bit. You know, just sort of gave ourselves a little spa treatment to relax. And then I went with one of the guys who I'd been fisting with to IHOP. And, you know, got some much needed calories. And then for dessert at like 3:50 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, I stopped by Waffles and Willie's, which is Waffles and Willie's. It's this little shop right next to Cell Block in Chicago.
Okay.
So the in the gay district of Chicago.
Sure.
In Boys Town. On Halsted, there's Steamworks the Bathhouse. Then like a block up, there's Cell Block, one of the kinky leather bars, and a block up from that, there's the IHOP. And as I'm going from as we're going from Steamworks to IHOP, we pass by Cell Block, and right next to Cell Block, there's this little shop, dessert shop called Waffles and Willies that sells waffles in the shapes of like penises and vaginas.
Okay, gotcha. And
Right.
Wait, they were open at 3:30 a.m.?
They close at 4.
Jeez.
They you know, they are open for a very specific crowd, which is the crowd that is like out, you know, hitting the bars, going to Steamworks, doing all of that, and like at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning is drunkenly like, you know what? I want a waffle shaped like a twat right now.
You know, interestingly enough, after I have extremely long sessions, usually bottoming or being now newly getting fisted, I crave something more savory, like a noodle soup.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did have a big savory breakfast at IHOP immediately before. So like I had, you know, like with like eggs and sausage and, you know, hash browns and some French toast, you know. So like I'd gone the savory fix. But I was like, you know, just to cap the evening, I'm just going to have a chocolate covered waffle. Yeah. So that was fucking fantastic. And the whole time I was there, I was locked in my brand new cage.
Yes, brand new cage.
Brand new cage.
It's so sexy.
It is an incredibly sexy cage. It is the Badass Workrooms BA28, which is, okay, that's the same cage that I've had the past 2 years. But this one is, one, it's in titanium, and I've had it anodized to be a nice pretty blue. The anodizing titanium eventually wears off, and it just sort of returns to normal titanium color. But for a while, I'm going to be colorful. I'm going to be having a blue cage.
It's not like loudly blue for our listeners. It's actually just more like a steel blue, if that makes any sense. Like a blue tone on steel.
Right.
Which reads more as like a beautiful like sheen on a regular steel cage.
Exactly. Or titanium in this case.
Excuse me, titanium.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, pictures are on Twitter, of course, if you want to see my cage. And the other two distinguishing factors of this from my previous Badass Workroom is, one, that it's a little bit shorter and a little bit sort of like tighter. And it has a PA stem. It has that's even larger than my previous PA stem. My previous PA stem was 2 gauge, which is 6 millimeters. This is 00 gauge, which is 10 millimeters. And I spent like the last 4 months of 2023 slowly stretching up. Not doing any long lockups, just slowly stretching up my Prince Albert to get to, so that I'd be able to wear this cage. New cage, I'm excited about it, but I'm having some adjustment issues.
Oh, really? I mean, I saw some pictures. I found it to be an incredibly sexy cage. I found the hottest part to be how like large the new urethral stem is, and how much it like gapes your urethra. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's like, it is incredibly fucking hot to be just like impaled by something that thick. And like when I'm like at the gym or just like walking around, I can like feel it fucking my dick hole a little bit.
Oh,
Like
that's hot.
not in a painful way, but just like in a very like you are locked, bitch, and there is no escape way. And that was really, really fucking hot. So I locked it. I got it Saturday. Saturday morning is when it arrived in the mail last week. So the Saturday, January 13th, the night before, I had stayed up late and I had actually stroked my cock and edged myself and accidentally pushed myself over the edge. And I came,
Oh.
I know I'm terrible. I came in the wee hours of Saturday morning and I went to bed. And then I wake up and my new cage has arrived. And I'm like, well, this is, I don't know, a sign or something. So I immediately put the cage on. And I wore the cage 24/7 for the next 6 days. I didn't take it off once. But in the wee hours of Friday morning, like close right before midnight Friday, I woke up with like the cage just biting into my dick. That's the terminology that I'm going to force everyone else in the community to use when you're straining a cage and like you feel the cage like wrapped around your dick. That's the bite of the cage.
Your bars definitely, it hurt for sure.
So here's the thing is that like I had been straining in this cage off and on. And for the most part, the bite actually usually feels pretty good. The bite on this cage is a pretty good bite. You know, there's some cages, they're poorly made. The bite on it's just like it physically hurts and you need it off. The bite on this one had so far been pretty good, but this night it was too much. And it was like I was feeling it like in my cock head, and I was feeling like the flesh press between like the hard throbbing flesh pressed both against the PA stem and against the bars, and it felt like it was bruising like the inside of my urethra.
Oh no.
And I mean, like it was a bit like, and I was like, okay, I just need this off. So I took it off and I slept with it off and I put it back on in the morning. And it was fine. And I went to the gym and I deadlifted and I set a new deadlift PR, 500 pounds. Yay, gummy. Okay.
That's like three of me, but yeah, I'm
That
insane.
is three of you. That is three of you with each of those three people carrying a newborn child.
Oh, okay.
It is
Three male pregnant.
that is a fun, weird mental image of like just me deadlifting three Mpreg denied dumplings.
I mean, that's my fantasy. Anyways, yes, so you woke up straining in your cage. No, you had to unlock and then you relocked in the morning.
I relocked in the morning, deadlifted, went about my day, went to the fisting party, was locked to the fisting party, had a great time. Came back home. It was 4:20 in the morning, and like my urethra was just feeling like very sore, and like my cock head was just feeling very sore, and I was like, you know what? I need to take this off and like just take a look at it. And I think I showed you the pictures where like you could see like the imprint of the bars on the head of my dick, and I was like, okay, I need to let this recover. And so there's like whenever you get a new cage, there's an adjustment period, especially if it's a cage that it involves a piercing, and especially if that piercing is like a new gauge. Like you don't have any piercings that you've gauged up.
I don't, but I can imagine.
Okay, yeah. Well, so whenever you have a piercing and you're gauging it up, you're stretching it up, like you're forcing your body to physically change itself, to modify itself so that it like fits around this new piece of metal that you've put in yourself, right? And the body does not want to do that. And if you take it out, it's going to try and close it back up. You give it enough time, and like your body will adapt to it so that this is your new normal, right? Like I can leave my Prince Albert out for months on end and put a 2 gauge in, no problem. Because I've been at 2 gauge for, 6 years. Yeah, so eight years? Holy shit, 8 years. God, okay. 8 years I've been at a 2 gauge Prince Albert. So like I can leave my Prince Albert out for months and just slip a 2 gauge back in and no problem. The fistula is that size. But stretching up to double zero gauge, you know, it's still very new to my body. You know, the first time a 10 millimeter thing was in my penis was when I put on that cage for the first time. And so when I took the cage off yesterday, and then I just left it off for the day to recover, when I tried putting the cage back on this morning, the 10 millimeter stem just like wasn't going in. It was just like, my body's like, nope, you are, that's too big for me right now. So to tease it open, I've got the cage back on, but I don't have the PA stem in. Instead, I'm just wearing my 9 millimeter ring through it. And then, you know, in an hour or two, after it's sort of readjusted to being impaled by a 9 millimeter, ring, then I'm going to put in my 10 millimeter PA stem.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your urethra feels fine though. Like, it doesn't feel bruised still.
No, it feels pretty good. The only issue, and here I'll show you on camera, even though our listeners won't be able to see this. The only issue is that you can see sort of like the flesh that's sort of poking out between the bars and the ring.
Yeah, there's just a little bit in between.
Yeah, just a little bit in between. And like that is a little pinchy. But you know, I'm not moving around, I'm not really doing anything. So I can just keep the flesh not being pinched there while we're sitting here talking. But like, I wouldn't wear a ring with the cage like out and about.
Yeah,
on like a day-to-day thing. I might wear the ring with the cage for like a scene, and I've done that before. Like, I've worn my Kink 3D with my Prince Albert ring for like a scene for a few hours. But I wouldn't wear it all day. And yeah, there's a little bit of pinchiness just sort of around my dick lips, where they're wrapped around the piercing that's coming out of my urethra.
Well, I hope that this is just something that you adjust to, and this is something maybe your skin eventually gets used to. Hopefully, I'm hoping.
I think it is. You know, it's we're in the early stages, so we'll know. You know, after a few more months of me playing with it, if this is something where it's a structural issue of the cage, where like the gap between the PA stem and the bars is problematic, and that it'll be pinching repeatedly. Or if this is just an adaptation thing, if my urethra is just getting, and my PA hole is just getting used to being impaled by this new larger object, and you know, after some getting used to it, it'll just be fine.
I think that's the hotter option, that your penis eventually just has to submit to this new cage form.
I mean, that's been my previous experience, right? Like the last time I did an extremely long lockup with my, the last time I did my longest lockup, the Steelworks, I was in my Steelworks Looker 3 cage, custom Looker 3 cage, which had an integrated 2-gauge PA stem, right? And, you know, the first few months of me having that cage was just like my body getting used to that cage. And it wasn't until I had that cage for like 6-7 months before I embarked on the lockup that became my longest lockup.
Speaking of longest lockups, because we met our Kickstarter goal, huge thank you to all of our listeners. We couldn't have done it without our amazing community of chastity enthusiasts as well. Our Kickstarter is fully funded, which means we are looking at least 125 days of continuous lockup.
And by the way, thank you so much to everyone who's donated. As of right now, $3,050 have been donated by 55 different people. Huge thanks to all of you who've chipped in. It means a lot to both of us.
It really does.
Yeah,
we're equal parts excited. Me personally, and also I'm sure apprehensive, Lockfest, for going into our amazing lockup that's coming up. Also, everyone who donated a little extra and met the threshold, we do have your special thank you cards going out at the end of this month. So look out for those. We will be contacting you in regards to that.
Via Kickstarter, a survey will be sent to you if you donated enough to get the thank you card, where we will ask you for your address so we can mail you your thank you card. So if you donated enough money to get a thank you card, keep your eyes peeled for the thing where we ask you for your address.
Yep. Check your email. Check your email.
Yeah. But then, yeah, we've got the cards. We'll be sending them out as soon as we have those addresses. As soon as the Kickstarter closes at the end of the month, we've sent out the survey and we've got the addresses, then we will send out the cards.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But the you know, other incentive was, for every dollar that is donated, we're going to each spend an hour locked. And for you, that's pretty straightforward because you're effectively permanently locked. And that's going to be supervised for you by your master, Sir CJ.
Mm-hmm, right? Correct.
He is on board with this of keeping you denied for 127 days or possibly more without issue.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, this is going to be a challenge because I've not done a lockup this long in years. And so we're going to have you be my key holder for this,
right,
for this challenge.
Unfortunately, the sadistic lady who kept you locked before didn't think that she'd be able to do you justice in this. And so I've been given the arduous task of keeping you honest to our lockup, which I will take delicious satisfaction in.
We're 2024 sees the rise of the Dom denied dumpling.
Dom Dumpling!
Just wielding his strap on, locking up all of the boys and fucking them.
Fucking them and fisting them.
And fisting them.
New fist fanatic right here.
I know.
We're a little incestual. We just keep switching and trading kinks.
I'm going to need you to get back inside my hole. You know,
and this time maybe I'll know exactly what to do.
You're like, this time I'll be more enthusiastic and less just shocked by the fact that your hole just swallowed both of my arms.
Right. Correct. So we wanted to share a little bit about how the process would be for you, because for me, it's going to be pretty simple. I will be locked up by my master. He's going to make sure that I will be without penile orgasm. I won't have, you know, any rights to unlocking for any real reason. I'll be locked for flights, medical checkups, going to the gym. Outside of like a medical urgency that results in me being unlocked, I'm pretty sure I will be locked for the entire duration. I can actually clean pretty well without unlocking.
So 24/7 cage not off.
I think I can do that. I think, yeah. I can commit to that.
That's going to be my goal as well. And so we'll do this like denying Thumper. We'll actually track this hourly, right? You know, when the cage, we'll start the timer when the cages go on. We'll start the chastity challenge. Well, what is it? February 12th was what we said, something like that.
I will be prepared for the chastity challenge as early as the 14th, actually.
Okay, that's Valentine's Day.
How adorable.
Okay. So yeah, we'll start the chastity challenge on Valentine's Day. How adorable. How cute. My husband is going to be very pleased that he's got a couple more weeks with my cock free.
That should be the last day you're allowed to breed him. And then on the minute the clock strikes the 15th, you should be in a cage.
Ooh, that is fun. Yes, sir. Mm. Let's do that. The goal is to stay locked the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
3,050 hours just straight.
Mm-hmm.
To enforce this, since you're in New York and I'm here in Chicago, we're going to have some sort of remote key holding system. I've ordered the special lockbox that Subspace Boy has been making. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen this yet on Twitter.
Well, explain it a little to our listeners.
Sure. So Subspace Boy has been working on this project this past year where he's been making these 3D printing these custom lock boxes that have this sort of contract enforcement mechanism, this sort of online contract enforcement mechanism, so that basically a sub can put his keys in this lock box. It locks up, and then only when his Dom sends the code to unlock it, or only when certain like contract parameters on his online contract are met, will it actually get unlocked. So There's no combinations, no keyholes to pick. I can't just sit there for like hours on end trying different combinations, trying to open it. It's just locked until you, Deny Dumpling, send me the code to unlock it.
Is there a specific software or program that he uses?
Yeah, it's all homebrewed stuff.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
He's got this homebrewed smart contract system. So I've ordered that lockbox from him. It should be arriving this week sometime. We'll give it like a test run or two to see if that works well.
I think we should.
People, do not just jump into stuff without testing it first, right? Like this, the period between now and February 14th is the testing period where we make sure this cage is one that I can do a long lockup in, and we make sure that this lockbox system is something that actually works.
God forbid, we do it the first day of the 15th, and then we find out on like day 126 that the lockbox like doesn't open.
If it comes to that, the lockbox can always be broken open. Like in case of true emergency, I can physically
Oh.
destroy the lockbox.
Okay, but I'm just fantasizing about you having to, long awaited
Right.
the pleasure of orgasm, and you were just denied again by a faulty lockbox.
I mean, not to give you sadistic ideas or anything, but technically, I don't get to be unlocked until you give me the code to be unlocked. So we could reach the end of the agreed upon lockup, and you could, in theory, choose to extend it.
How much do I want to leverage our friendship on this?
I know, right? Yeah. So that's something to just like keep in mind throughout all of season three as we're recording these episodes. If I encounter an issue where I need to be unlocked, if the bite on the head is just too much, and like it physically is like damaging my penis in some way, then I will request an unlock from you. And if you deem that request acceptable, well, you'll let me unlock. And while I'm unlocked, the clock is paused. While I'm physically out of the cage, even if I'm not coming, the clock is not ticking forward anymore. So like if I unlock at hour 2024, it stays at hour 2024 until the cage goes back on.
Yep, you can't get out of stealing time.
Yeah.
So, however long it takes for you to heal up, and I'll expect you to be honest with that, we'll start the clock again when the dick is safely locked and the key's back in the box.
Now, you were suggesting some sort of penalty system.
Oh,
Want to talk a little bit more about that?
sure. So for all of our listeners, I'm sure you know that Locked Fist Monster loves his beautiful, amazing cock and. I trust no man that is unlocked from not accidentally coming. And so, personally, for myself, I actually had an accident in December. I was playing with my nipples on a uneventful night, probably horny scrolling to some smut, and I accidentally came from going too far, just irresponsibly pleasuring my nipples, which I know I can come from. And Master's appropriate. Penalty for that was that I had to be without nipple play for an entire month. It was agonizing getting my nipple privileges taken away. But now that the month is over, I no longer play with my nipples irresponsibly because I physically can feel, I could feel my body saying, "Don't do it." We know how bad it is to be penalized. And so, for you, when you're unlocked. I want to make sure that we have a penalty that instills the same fear to dissuade you from having any accidents.
Do we have you asked me to jot down some ideas on this. I've jotted down a couple ideas. We're not going with any sort of hard and fast rules, but the idea is that this has to be some sort of penalty that like I just hate, that like I would really not want. It shouldn't be something like fun that I like try and seek out,
Yeah, like if like when Master gives me spankings, part of me is almost just like, oh, yes, thank you, sir. But also, yeah, they also are intense. But
But you do love getting your ass spanked. You do love getting your ass
oh,
turned
I love
around.
sitting down at work and being like, fuck, Tuesday was hard.
Right? So like it's like a spanking's a spanking as a punishment sort of encourages the bratty side in you, because like you're like, ooh, Do I want that punishment?
Right. Oh, no, not ball busting. Oh.
Right? No, please stop ball busting. So I jotted down some ideas of like things that like I just really do not do and would not enjoy or don't think that I would enjoy. And the three that I listed out are like corporal punishment, like a caning or a flogging attached to like some sort of penalty system. Like if I stroke or if I have an accident, then I get, you know, X number of canings or I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an impact sub. I haven't been flogged in years. I really don't actually enjoy it that much. No, that's not true. I don't enjoy it. I don't seek it out.
Well, I mean, I can't really enforce that unless if you're here. So what's the other ideas?
We could schedule it in so that like the next time that we're in the same place, you know, I've earned X number of floggings or whatever is one possibility. Another
Okay.
possibility is to have a timeout. Like I have to spend X amount of time doing nothing. Like maybe blindfolded, maybe listening to hypno or just silence or like white noise, like just doing nothing. 'Cause I hate wasted time. Like, and that's just, I would be like deeply averse to having to spend time doing nothing. And then similar to that is it could be just like a swear jar type thing where I'd have to like make a monetary donation to Chastity Pod, you know, which will go to like sound editing or whatever other costs like we incur as we do this. Because financial domination, like FinDom stuff, is something that doesn't turn me on and on some level just straight up weirds me out.
Oh, okay. So, and this is just me spitballing. I'm seeing a lot of possibilities here.
Okay.
And this is Dom Dumpling talking. Can you share with me the frequency of how often you masturbate?
Oh, you are mean. It averages about twice a week. Let me pull up my
Okay.
calendar.
Both Lockfist and I have a sex calendar. It's pretty funny.
I know, right?
A sex cell sheet. Wait, I love that.
We were talking about this earlier, how like this like over the years this has just grown into like increasingly absurdly detailed. Yeah, okay. So that's today's January 21st. I have played with toys a total of five times this month so far. I mean, I did warm up with toys technically yesterday. I mean, Friday before going out to get fisted, but like, actually, no, I should six times including that because I did ride toys before getting fisted. So that's six times in 21 days so far. So that, yeah, that's about twice a week on average.
So, the first accident that you have, I think a fair punishment would be 7 days from the moment you relock of no anal play.
Let me clarify something here. When you say accident, what do you define as an accident here?
I mean, stroking.
Okay.
I'm not even talking about coming. You're not allowed to touch your dick.
Okay, so if I stroke, I'm not allowed to masturbate for a week.
For a week, you can only do routine things, as in caring for your penis, you know, applying Neosporin, you know, cleaning it, shaving it, whatever you gotta do. But I'm telling you, if you intentionally stroke it, that's a red flag.
Okay, that is cruel. That is incredibly cruel.
But that's just the first accident.
Okay.
The second accident. And every successive accident, you will not only incur the 7 days of no anal stimulation, you also have to give a sizable donation to Chastity Pod. I think this is going to be an incremental thing because you can have one accident. That's very human of you. But the second accident, you got to pay.
Question, can I still get fisted?
Fisted during the 7 days off? No anal play is no anal play. Your ass is.
Not even fucked, not fisted, nothing.
I don't even expect you to douche. You shouldn't be playing with your pussy. You're in punishment. You're on time out.
Oh, that is mean.
I'm sorry. Did you ask me to be your dom? I think you did.
I did, yes.
As your key holder.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. All right.
He said, okay, that's socially binding. You all heard it.
Yes. All right, fine. I guess the rule is if I take advantage of being unlocked for health reasons to stroke my dick, no ass play for a week. But just to be clear here, if while I'm unlocked, I just naturally get an erection, that's fine.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Okay.
I would expect you to, in fact. I hope you're on a bumpy bus ride with pants that are too tight.
What if it's just in a situation where like I'm unlocked and there's just a bunch of twinks around and I just want to fuck them all?
It might even be me. I might be next to you and teasing you, but you're not allowed to touch your dick.
Oh.
Wait, actually, I take that back. We have to also include other penile stimulation from other people. That's also not allowed.
Okay, so like even if I am unlocked and next to you and hard, no penile stimulation is allowed.
So you better tell your husband that if he wants to ruin your life, he knows exactly when to get you.
Ouch. Okay, but what if, just a hypothetical here, what if it ends up that like I'm visiting you or like we're somewhere because it happens and I'm unlocked for health reasons and like you just see my big beautiful penis and are like, you know what? I need that in me.
So now you're sleeping with a judge, the
Right.
jury, and the executioner.
Right, like, do you still punish me if like you've chosen to like ride my dick?
I think that depends on how I'm feeling on the day. Do I feel like you deserve 7 days without your ass being played with? Just it's on a whim.
Just gonna wing it. All right.
I mean, keyholder rights.
Okay, that is cruel. That is cruel, but that's I accept it. I accept it. Okay, so I think that covers our Kickstarter, that covers my new cage, that covers
Penalty system.
penalty system, that covers Mal and fisting. The last big thing we really want to talk about was what are our plans for season three?
Oh, so many plans.
So many plans, so many plans. We don't want to give them all away, but we do want to tease you, dear listeners, just a little bit. So with this podcast, we've been doing a theme for each season. Season one was just the basic introduction to chastity play. Like, if you are brand new to chastity play, if you just listen to season one, you have basically all the information you need to go out and start playing with it. Right? Season two was the diversity of chastity play. We sampled out and talked with all sorts of different peoples about all the different ways that people explore chastity play. Well, not all of them. You can never get to all of them. And there's quite a few that we would have liked to get to and that we just didn't have the time to get to. But we did a very broad sample of different types of chastity play and how it works for different people. Season three, the theme that I'd really like us to do is deep dives, where each episode that we have a topic, we take a deep, intensive, research-focused drive into this topic. And we explore it carefully. It's not just you and me winging it here. We've spent a week or two in preparation, digging up archive material and like finding out the answers to these big questions. There's a few episodes that where we're probably gonna we haven't decided on the exact number of episodes yet that we're gonna do. It'll be somewhere between 12 and 18. But there are, just to tease you guys, there are a few specific episodes that I'm looking forward to us doing. One is that we're going to try and get in a health episode sometime this season, which is where we would like to find and talk with a board-certified urologist who is actively into chastity play. Someone who can come at this from both the chastity player's experience and the medical experience and tell us what are the health risks and issues involved with chastity play. How common are they? How can they be avoided? What are the risks that we're getting into when we do this? A second big episode that I'd love us to do, and I've been working on this the past couple of years, is a history of chastity play. How we've got into this golden era where you can go online and there's thousands of different cages you can buy for reasonable prices, and every twink and his brother is locked up in a cage. How did we get to this point? Because in the 1920s, that wasn't the case. So there's been an evolution. There's documentation of that evolution, I've spent some good time in Chicago's Leather Archives digging up the answers to that. We're going to have fun exploring that and sharing that with you.
Ooh, a chastity archivist.
Yes,
Loch
yes.
Fist monster.
All right. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who's ever walked into the Leather Archives of Chicago and been like, can I have a comprehensive history of all chastity play? And them going, that doesn't exist, but here are all of this archive materials on like chastity play appearing in millions of different ways. Have fun. Another episode that I really want us to do is talking about automated and remote and AI key holding.
Ooh, new age, new age.
Right? Because who hasn't fantasized about being owned by a merciless artificial intelligent DOM?
Ooh.
Right?
New fantasy unlocked.
Or, and you know, also just like a lot of people do remote key holding. We're going to be doing remote key holding for the next few months, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the different ways that people do that? How do they work?
Yeah, success and failure things, you know, to tell
Exactly.
the public. Yeah, definitely.
And then two last episodes to tease. One, we need to have the chastity and relationship dynamics one. How you engage in chastity play when you're part of a polycule, when your key holder is someone who's different than your husband, or different than your dom, how it fits in with relationships.
Yeah.
We've touched on it many times. It's a thing that keeps recurring in several of our episodes. We need to spend a full episode talking about that in detail.
Definitely. I know a lot of people who have and it sounds complicated, but to them, it's quite easy and well-managed, healthy sexual relationships with different partners and their own partner. And I'm very excited for that episode too.
And then finally, we're also going to have plenty of special guest episodes where we're lining up guests now. It'll be similar to last season where we have people who are talking about who experience chastity in different ways and talk about their experiences with it. I'm only going to tease one of those special guests because I think it's fairly obvious who they're going to be. We're going to have Such Fun on, the boys from Such Fun, Jazmataz and Big Butt Geek.
Oh, love them.
We went on their show.
Yes.
They're going to come on our show. Last time we tried to convince them to get into chastity play. This time we hope to hear from one, if they have integrated chastity play into their fisting experience, and two, you know, the relationship between fisting and chastity.
As you know, as a new fistee and fister myself, I'm really excited to share with them my own experience, because last time when they chatted with us on their pod, we were telling them all about chastity, but this time they get to come to our pod, tell us all about their greatest love, fisting.
Right. And you can ask all of your burning fisting questions.
Well, hopefully they're not burning. There's a cream for that.
Yeah. They can tell us what creams are for that.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh my God. Especially people who love, even outside of fisting, I actually have questions about how they, you know, take care of injury and stuff, but more on that later.
Yeah. And so, yeah, those are our plans for season three. And just closing out the episode, the administrative stuff we've got, we're excited for season three. We've got a lot planned. We can't wait to share all that we're doing. We've got some, we've have some discussions for sponsorship. So you're probably going to hear some ads, but we promise that any ads that you hear are going to only be for products that Denied Dumpling and I deeply, deeply love.
Truly.
You can't buy our love.
It's true. And if we've talked about your product, please reach out to us. We're looking for people who would love to be friends with us and you know, be partnered on our show. There's a lot of products that we love. So if you get a DM from us, please respond.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing is, of course, that we've got we're in talks with a sound editor. He will be editing this episode. This will be his trial balloon episode. All right.
Oh, no pressure.
No pressure. We love you. Today's the January 21st. So he is embarking on the Atlantis Oasis cruise right now as we speak.
Oh, fun. I've heard so much about it.
All right. For those of you who don't know, there's a gay cruise and like vacation company called Atlantis. They have gay cruises. right now, January, there's they've got the Oasis of the Seas, which is like this 6,000 person cruise ship that they're taking for like a week long adventure, and I think like the Caribbean. I think it leaves from like Florida or something. It's just like
They
going around
do
the
leave in,
Caribbean.
they do leave from Florida. I have friends who are on there.
I have friends on there as well. Our sound editor is on there. Everyone's
Well,
on there. Why
how
aren't we
long?
on there?
I mean, actually, I've never been on a gay cruise, but let me talk to our friends about how it is. It's a lot of their first times.
Yeah. I've never been on a cruise either. So, we'll ask them how it went after they get back and be like, was it worth it? Was it worth going? Friend of the show, Muscle Pup Eli's on it too.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. So, yeah, I mean,
How long's this cruise?
it's a week.
And everyone's on a boat.
Everyone is on one boat, one big ship, 6,000 people.
Everyone's fucking on a boat.
Fucking and fisting and all of that.
Okay, so I'm this is just the first thing that comes to mind. If you have, let's just say even half the crew as bottoms, and you have only a certain stored amount of like clean water on there, how much water is wasted in, well, not wasted, is used in douching, and how do they make sure that they have enough?
Are they gonna run out of water due to douching like 3 days in?
Is there going to be douching rations starting on day three? Because it's like a week-long cruise.
What's the freshwater capacity of the Oasis of the Seas? We need to find that out.
If you're a listener and you work for the cruise and you know the details, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And well, if you are on Oasis of the Seas and you get and you're told you can't douche after day four, do call in. Let us know.
Douching ration coupons.
No, I think they like hit like a couple different ports, so I think they can refill their water.
Oh, of course. Oh, I'm so stupid. That makes no
I
sense.
right, I don't think that they man, I don't know about you. I use a lot of water.
Yeah, for a colonic. Yeah.
Like I've sort of committed myself to living in only places that never have water shortages just because of like how much water I use.
In fact, I think the new numbers show for 2023 that the only number higher than wasted God, this is going to be a joke about water wastage on crops. It was going to be douching, but I'll let someone else write that joke.
All right. Well, I think I'm excited. Thank you, people, for tuning into this little interlude episode. I'm excited for season three. I'm excited for this long lockup. I am going to try and switch this Prince Albert cage. Switch out my 9mm and see if my 10mm stem goes back in.
Godspeed. I hope it works out for you, because I would love for you to be as uninterrupted as you can be while I'm your key holder.
Want to watch?
Want to watch? Oh, yes. Thank you so much again, all of our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and tuning in, sharing your love for the pod, messaging us on Twitter. I refuse to call it X. And there will be a short break before we drop season three. But we can't wait to show you all we've done.
Season three will start dropping once we have a suitable backlog of episodes.
All right.
All right.
Stay locked. Bye, guys.
This is Chastity Pod, a passion project brought to you by two Chastity enthusiasts. I'm Locked Fist Monster.
And I'm Denai Dumpling. And you're listening to The Sweet Sound of Chastity by Boys Noize and Pussy Riot featuring Alice Glass.
If you like our content and want to stay connected, follow us at Chastity Pod on Twitter.
That's at CHASTITYPOD on Twitter. We'll see you there. Yes, girl,